Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do the football, shall we? David, music, Rico's got this one.
Gentlemen, let's have some fun. This isn't a receipt type of thing. This is just more of a fact or fiction. What's your opinion? Okay? I got some NFL questions for you, NFL statements. You let me know, is it fact? Is it fiction? We just heard that the Steelers made a trade with the Cowboys. Fact or fiction, the Steelers will make the playoffs this year.
Fiction. I think the Steelers, if anything, look like they're loading up to get a QB next year. They got 12 draft picks. They haven't signed anybody long term. Aaron Rodgers be a one-year deal max. And they just traded one of their better playmakers. I think I hate using the tank word with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It feels like they know we've got to stop this madness.
There's really not much for me to say. You're right, Mike.
Oh,
it
God.
Is fiction. That's exactly what they're doing. They weren't going to re-sign George Pickens. So basically, this is a year in advance. You're getting your compensatory pick early.
You know what it is, David? Real quick.
Okay.
This is a lot like what Trajan Langdon said today. It's why I hate every GM in this town is like, oh, sustained success. The Steelers have sustained success. They make the playoffs every year, haven't had a losing season in 20. Hey, David, how happy are you with that sustained success?
We don't have any Super Bowls, so it doesn't matter.
And that's why I put it as fact. Because I would go fact, because somehow or another,
I know,
the Steelers find a way to make the last wild card spot every single year. And if I had to put money on it, I'd say
that. I just think the Steelers are a cautionary tale of refusal to rebuild, want to stay relevant, want to stay good, but you're never going to be great.
Michael, this one's for you, but David, I want you to answer as well. Jameis Winston will replace Russell Wilson as quarterback.
Gabagoo. This year. No. It has to be no. I can't. Thank you. Gobble, gobble, ghoul. I'm going to say no. Fiction.
Fiction. Okay.
I still think Russ. Talk about a battle of the weirdos. Like, if you dropped Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson to an alien species and said, these are human beings, they'd send them back. And we have them in the same quarterback room. I still think Russell Wilson's better than Jameis. Russell can protect the football better than Jameis. Jameis will cut it loose and you'll go, that's to four defenders.
Yeah, I also think this is fiction. You have to remember, Russell Wilson was supposed to be the day one starter in Pittsburgh. He just started injured. He was never supposed to.
Justin Gabagool. Was never supposed
to play. Okay. So he'll play all year.
Just to drop one more time. Thank you. What an idiot.
After training camp in Indianapolis, fact or fiction, Daniel Jones beats out Anthony Richardson.
Fiction. Has to be fiction. You can't start a blank stare quarterback. Fiction.
But you did.
I know. Look where it got me. I'm going to say fiction. I still think Richardson's physical tools. They've got to work through that. Daniel Jones, we've seen what the upside is. Go ahead.
Fact. He lost the locker room. I don't think he can get past it.
Oh, no.
Fact.
Gabagool.
See, I don't come up with these just to have fun and troll. David, I'm with you. That tapping out of the game? And that too. Fact or fiction? It's a well-known fact that the NFC East can't have a repeat champion. So Washington will win the NFC East this year.
Fiction.
I'm fact, because Philly did the Super Bowl thing, which means they'll fall off a cliff this year. Washington's on the ascend, and I love what they've done with their offensive line. So I'm going to say fact.
I'm going to say fiction. I think the Eagles repeat.
Gabagool.
Yeah. Okay.
How is this my quarterback?
And he may replace Russell. All right. Fact or fiction? Justin Tucker is done in the NFL. He will never kick again.
Okay. Besides the legal, he looked done anyways. And maybe they're related.
But you know how kickers get recycled?
He's also old. I'm going to say fact for a multitude of reasons, on and off field. I'll say fact.
Yeah, I'll say fact. I do think they're related, though. I think that's why he had the bad year. But if Baltimore gave up on you, no, that's it.
Fact or fiction? Shedeur Sanders will not be on the Cleveland Browns active roster week one.
Okay, here we go. Fact. They drafted Dylan Gabriel and have more invested in him from a draft capital standpoint ahead of him. I don't think you want Shedeur holding a clipboard because the distraction is going to be crazy. I'm going to say fact. Fact.
I'm going to say fact, but it's funny.
Tepid. It's tepid at best.
Yeah, it's funny that a lot of the veterans already love him because of his swag and what he brings. But when you're trying to win and they'll look at him on the field in practice, they'll realize, oh, okay, you know what?
I wonder if the veterans love him, David, because they're a little stargazing at father.
They are.
Yeah, the problem, he ran a simplistic offense at Colorado. He's got an extremely long throwing motion. He takes way too long to process. These are things that can be fixed, but they take a hell of a lot of time. Gabagool.
Factor fiction. Sam Darnold in Seattle will have a better season than J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, no. I'm going to go fiction. I just think Minnesota's roster is so good, and Seattle's done everything to just wreck themselves. I think from roster alone, if J.J. can play at all, they can win 10 games. I'm going to go Minnesota. Fiction.
Fiction,
sorry. Gabagool.
I'm going to go fact. I think he just goes out there and just throws the ball down the field. I don't know who he's throwing it to.
I don't know
who he's throwing it to, but he's going to try to throw that ball down that field.
You prove everyone wrong. Win with a ginger idiot quarterback. Gabagool.
Fact or fiction, Cam Ward will lead the Tennessee Titans to at least 7 or more victories this year.
Oh, boy. That's a fiction for me. I can't get there in year one. Not with that roster, not with the turnover. I'll say fiction. Yeah, plus, he plays really loose. That's going to need some tightening up. I mean, you know, Rico, how many times you've seen him run around and cut one loose across the field late? You ain't doing that at the pro level.
No, everybody's running 4.440s.
Gabagool.
Well, when you have four games already slated against the Colts and the Jags...
What do you think? They're sweeping those?
Maybe not, but you could.
Seven or more.
Yeah. I'm going to say fact. Yes.
Fact or fiction, the Lions will not win their division.
Fact.
Wow. Think about that one.
They went 6-0 in the division, which means they go at least 4-2, 3-3. That takes their record down. Winning 10 games may not win you the division.
I still got to go fiction until they're unseated.
Understood.
They have a great roster. The coordinator stuff scares me. I think the division being this difficult, the win total comes down for everybody.
Yes.
I'm still going to respect them enough to say they'll win it, but that's as tepid as it gets for me.
Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL. Fact or fiction?
Mahomes still plays, right?
Yeah, but what's he doing? Check down Charlie and hands the ball off. No. overall, it's still probably Josh Allen. Overall, if he's going to play the way he played last year. I'm just hoping Burrow hates Cincinnati enough to demand out and he comes to the Giants. Gabagool.
Sticking with quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, fact or fiction, will sit out the 2025 season.
I leave this to him because he's got the only team interested.
Yeah, fiction. He's going to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers next year. Alan Lazard will
Does he know this?
Yeah, Alan Lazard will also be traded to the Steelers in June.
Okay. I can just see week one. They're looking at the, is he coming out the tunnel? He's not in the city.
Nope, it's Bruce Gronkowski. He's back.
Oh, my God.
Shout out Toledo.
Finally, we'll ask one. Fact or fiction. Rams are holding a June mini camp in Maui. Fact or fiction, teams will start holding mini camps in other cities to attract more fans.
Fiction. That just sounds insane.
Fact. There'll be some stuff in Europe. There'll be some stuff in Australia. What? There'll be some camp stuff there. Yes, it will be real soon.
Kenny.
I believe that.
Kenny. Gabagoo. Thanks, Jameis. How is this my football life?
That is your NFL fact or fiction blitz 97.1.
Gabagoo. All right. So listen, I have, before we get into our next thing, this Jameis Winston thing now is going to live forever. I have arguably the most incredible stat I have laid eyes on thus far in the year of 2025. Can I present you guys with something?
Yeah.
If you're driving around, you don't even have to be a fan of this sport to appreciate the stat. So, from ESPN Research, since 1997, teams in the NBA are 3-1640. 3 wins, 1640 losses. When trailing by 7 or more in the final minute of fourth quarter or OT. The Pacers are 2-0 in this postseason.
Yeah.
What kind of rabbit's foot do you have in your locker? 3-1640, but the Indiana Pacers, not only do they have two of those wins, they're both in the playoffs, and it's in the same series. In back-to-back games.
On the road.
Gabagool.
Yeah. This is one where maybe they're just too young and stupid to realize what they just pulled off.
But that was the only thing that made me feel better about the Celtics gag in the first game was seeing what Cleveland pulled off last night.
But in all fairness, Cleveland's not a complete team right now. No. But, yeah, how you can't close out either one of those guys. I thought, okay, Indiana, you took one. You took both. And now you're going home.
Ugh. Just wanted to pass it on.
Do you know who the third team was?
No.
OKC, when they beat CP3's Clippers.
Oh, Lob City?
Yes.
Jesus. There you go. So, oh, also, Kenny, Mammoth, best logo in the league. Zero BS.
You know, a lot of hockey fans are hating on that logo, and I love it. I dig.
You know why? Hockey fans are nerds.
That's true.
That logo for something created in 2025... Mm-hmm. That's timeless.
That's not bad.
That's not terrible at all. You even got the Wasatch Mountains in there.
You got the mountain. You got the mammoth. It's perfect.
Oh, I didn't. Let me take a little deeper dive.
Take a look.
That.
The top of his head is a mountain range.
See, I like it. Like going back to the Nashville. I'm like, okay, I like that.
This is what I like, and I know it's heresy to say it in an original six town, but I like that Utah and Carolina, to my knowledge, are the only two teams in the league who have a logo at home and a road logo.
Words on
the road.
See, I'm not exactly a fan of the horizontal diagonal.
Okay. I didn't notice
the mountains. He doesn't have a lumpy head. Those are mountains.
I didn't notice the mountain.
Yeah, mountains on the top. Yeah.
Okay.
I really like that, Kenny. One.
Nothing. I was expecting Kenny to make a joke about Utah, so.
I got nothing.
Kenny,
I got nothing here.
Soak that logo in.
There we go.
The joke that just won't die. I thought it was over after football season when we were talking about
Utah hockey. Soaked with enthusiasm.
Soak it in.
It's a great logo. It's all I'm telling you.
It's a very good logo.
So all four logos are pretty cool. I like this.
I dig it. All right, let's move on. So listen.
Kenny, if I rock some of this, you going to make fun of me?
No, I encourage it.
Okay.
The more the merrier. I'm not one of those exclusive hockey fans that doesn't want anybody from the outside coming in.
I want to ask people this. I want to just return to the Pistons thing briefly. Trajan Langdon seemingly preached patience in his press availability today. I want to ask you a question, and I think it's simple, but it really is puzzling to me because in this town, it feels like everybody just likes the status quo. Be good, retain our own people, patience, we'll move it on down the line. If I give you two pathways to pick, the Detroit Pistons can do nothing and let it marinate for one more year. We're going to see what Ivy looks like. We're going to see a summer of Ron Holland's development, a summer of Asur Thompson, no blood clots, development. I'd say we're going to see a summer of Durin's development, but I've just about given up with that. If you're in your third year headed to year four and you haven't shown me an ounce of offensive ability, I'm not saying he's Yinka Dare, but I'm a little concerned. The point is, you could let it marinate, do nothing, and we'll wait for the big swing next year. Or choice B, you know in your heart what your core pieces are. Anything that isn't that, shoot the moon, and let's go bring someone here because there is a power shift in the Eastern Conference. The Bucks are not going to be there next year. I'll be in stunned disbelief if Giannis is there next year. The Celtics have to trade at least one of, if not both, Drew Holiday and KP. The Sixers are a complete disaster. The Heat are a disaster, unless Giannis goes there. Right. The Knicks are the Knicks. I don't think they're going to be great. I don't think they'll be terrible.
No, you're right. What you don't want to be is basically the Midwest version of the Knicks.
Right. So my thing is, the Pistons could very easily assume a top three spot this summer. If I ask you in listener land, you get those two choices. Marinate for one more year, or let's get bold. What side of the aisle are you on? Because remember, when you talk about letting things marinate, Durin is eligible for an extension. Ivy is eligible for an extension. And before you say run it back, you don't have the money, unless you want to go into tax threshold, to bring back the Schroeders, the Hardaways, and the Beasleys of the world. Now, clearly, you and I are on the same page. We're walking hand in hand saying, let's make a move. Let's get this thing moving forward.
And I don't want to sway the jury, but here's why you want to make a bold move. Because there will be a power shift in the East. I do agree. I look at Indiana, and as you're watching, what they just did, we were joking about it, but Indiana looks like they may be headed to the Eastern Conference Final if they keep this thing going. Cleveland. They're injured right now, but they're one of the better teams. I look at Orlando. I think they're starting to put things together. You could be that fourth team or competing with Orlando. Here's what you don't want to happen by standing pat. That player that you want ends up going to Cleveland, Indiana, or Orlando, and now that puts you so far they're ahead of you, and now you're playing catch-up in another year when you could have been on equal footing. So, yes, you stand pat and you run it back, and now all of a sudden, let's just say Zion ends up signing with one of these three teams. He goes to Orlando and makes them a better team. You could have had him. Or some other player that in a trade goes to one of these three teams, and now you're even further behind. And now you're an okay playoff team, but you really have no shot at ever winning the East.
No, because I look at that trade proposal the Bleacher Report had about Zion, and it's even better than the one I put out. Mine was more I wanted to make it hurt so people get put to a choice, but Bleacher Report today, they had Zion going to the Pistons, Tobias Harris, who makes $25 million, Bobby Klintman, the kid you drafted, you know, from Sweden, Jaden Ivey, and a one and a two. Do it all day. Risk it, biscuit. Because ultimately, you're not going to be able to keep Ivy and Durin and Holland and Asur and all your role players. This is my point. You're not, and you wouldn't want to keep all those because then you end up in the luxury tax and nowhere near good enough to win a championship. All I'm asking for is the middle ground. You don't do something stupid and go all in. You don't. It's not the right time for that. That's why I think those conversations about Giannis are goofy. A, Giannis's people are not going to let him play into, hey, Giannis, here's your career arc. Milwaukee to Detroit. No, his next stop is going to be L.A., Miami, Houston, or New York. I mean, that's just, his people are not going to let it happen. Right. I would love to have him, but that's just not happening. So I look at, let's do the middle ground. Like, give it a shot. But I wonder where people are at with it, because it's clear the Pistons, if they're a stock, you're buying. I think there's two teams in the Eastern Conference, I'm buying their stock. One is you, and I'm buying Orlando Magic stock. Before you laugh, I know you can't win with a balding point guard. Jalen Suggs, get it together. But you have their big three played a grand total of 90 minutes together this season. Wagner's legit. Banchero is a problem, and Suggs is good enough. I'm buying stock in the Pistons and the Magic, and I would do the same show in both markets. You got to make a move. And you can move this thing forward and not put a stranglehold on the East, but you get a really good seat at the head table. Mm-hmm. So I just wondered where people were at with that. And if you want the audio, but do you have that clip of, because we can do it at 5 o'clock, David. Because Trajan said something that it feels like every GM in this town, they're handed a 3x5 and they have to say this phrase. Well, we want to be consistently good. And did it. Who in their life ever says, instead of, I want championships, what kid grows up going, God, I want to be consistently good? Why does every GM in this town say that? Just say, why does no one in this town want to say championship?
I got an answer for that.
To hell with it. Tell me next. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're just rolling. I want to hear why.
Okay.
Because for me, anything that doesn't bring me a championship, why the hell am I doing it? We'll get to Rico next. He's got an idea.
Gabagool.
Just give me one more Jameis and we're done for the day. All right, Rico, before the break, I had asked you a question. We had hit on this a little bit earlier, and Trajan Langdon did some talking today. I'll play the audio in a moment, but he didn't use the word championship. Every GM in this town, it feels like, just uses the phrase, we want to be good for a long time, sustainable success. Mm-hmm. And again, guys, I'm asking you in listener land, who the hell sits there watching sports wanting sustainable success? We want championships. Mm-hmm. If you told me I could win one championship and be terrible the 10 years to follow, I'd take it in a heartbeat. I don't know who would ever be pumped up about being good for 6-7 years but never winning it. Why do our GMs in this town never speak in terms of championships? Rico Beard for Center Square.
Michael, looks like, feels like, sounds like. Let me just put that out there.
Okay.
If you come out and you speak of championships the way that you do, you call it the New York attitude. It's not, Mike. It's a winning attitude, okay? If you come out and speak that way, you know what you have now done? You've put yourself on the clock. You have said, if I don't deliver this championship in this amount of time, it's okay to get rid of me. If you kick the can, you lower the bar, you talk about winning team, a culture, you can have a GM job forever. And no one will say anything because all you have to do is throw another log on the fire. Hey, guys, next year, I think we're going to be really competitive. But if you came out and said, I want to win the Super Bowl. We're going to win, you know, the NBA final. We're going to win the Stanley Cup. Now, the question is, how are you going to do it? And is every move you're making going towards that championship? You put yourself out there, and I don't think any GM wants to do that because that means if you fail, you're fired in a few years.
Well, to me, that's weak sauce because pressure is a privilege. Any job worth having comes with pressure. Now,
but you know what's better? a steady paycheck.
Oh, come on, man. We're talking about running billion-dollar enterprise.
And that's what I said. Looks like, seems like, feels like.
We're not talking about a dude in semi-retirement who decides he wants to, you know, cut grass 3 days a week.
Right. If you go for broke, you probably got a three-year run where you better do something. If you go for consistent.
So let me ask the people.
You could do this for 7 to 10 years.
People, here's my question to you. Very simple. Do you wish Steve Yzerman, Brad Holmes, Scott Harris, and Trajan Langdon at large would speak in term of championships? Yes or no? If it doesn't bother you, that's fine. You're not a bad person. But why is it the ultimate goal in any of this is a championship? If the Lions have shown you anything, being continually successful means nothing. Did you enjoy your sustained success of the last couple of years with nothing to show for it? Did you enjoy not winning a playoff game last year? What if they go 11-7 this year, win a playoff game, lose in a divisional round? You going to be pumped up? I'm asking you because, look, if you're a Red Wing fan, you know what sustained success looks like. But within it were championships. And only towards the end with Kenny Holland did it turn into this perverse fever dream of, well, just make the playoffs.com. No, the Wings were all about do everything you have to do to hoist the cup. Period. Amen. Hallelujah. Right up until about 2013. I think that pretty much feels fair, mm-hmm. Right? I can't. And look, if you're saying, well, Mike, the Tigers haven't won one since 84, or, you know, the Pistons have done nothing in 20 years, that's fine. I guess I just think more of those organizations than maybe you guys do. I view this, there are five great sports cities in America. We are fortunate to work in one of them. No slander. Our roads may suck, but this is one of the five best sports cities in America. It's New York, Chicago, Boston, Philly, and here. And four teams plus two big-time college teams. When you are in that club, the other cities that I just named for you, it is all championship or bust. Mm-hmm. All of it. So why is that not the case here? And when Trajan Langdon, David, did you put that in the system? Do you mind playing that for me? I know we're towards an end of a segment. It's a weird time for audio. I want to throw the number to the people. Because, look, it's not even about whether Rico's right or wrong. I think he is right. I just don't respect it. Not him. It's the principle.
It's like the daiquiris at the Tigers game for a lot of people.
Yeah.
They got good.
Yeah, and it's like you're telling me the GMs in this town are too, they're hesitant to say it. They don't want to put the pressure on themselves. Mm-hmm. Then find a different job.
Well, no, but see, and real quick, day before you play that, that's why I hold Brad Holmes to a different standard because he did come out and say Super Bowl or bust. He did come out and say that. Which is why I'm like, okay, your moves aren't reflecting what you
correct.
Said.
Because what he has said up to that point has always been sustained success. Sustain, can't sustained, say that five times.
Sustained success.
What yes. He said. David, play the audio. This is Trajan Langdon earlier. And listen to the kind of the coded language. Yuck. Say the word. It's like Sam Kinison. Say it! Say it! Just say championship. Can you do that for me? I just 248-539-9797. Do you wish that the power brokers of your teams in this town would just say it? Say the quiet part out loud. Championships. Not sustained success, not being relevant or competitive. Just come out and say, my job is to win the World Series or the Larry O'Brien or the Stanley Cup or the Super. Anything short of a championship is unacceptable.
No, you're correct. You would like that, but I think for a lot of them, it looks like, seems like, feels like under-promise, over-deliver. I won't say that word, but if you happen to get it, great. Because if I say it, man, you're going to hold me accountable.
All right, here's the deal. Phone lines are wide open. There is no wait time. I would love to talk to you guys about this. Because maybe this is me just being a New York bleep hole. Or maybe I'm saying what you actually believe. I don't know. But for me, there's just something in the water here in Detroit. All four of these GMs, if I take it from audio format and I just print it all out and I make you read it, it's all the same chat.
Who said it?
It's all the chat GPT. It's all the same thing.
Wait, that would be a great who said it.
Yeah, because they they all say the same thing. Sustained success. Say the words. It's about a championship. It is about going the distance. 248-539-9797. And remember, here's what sustained success looks like. The Buffalo Bills, the Baltimore Ravens. How's that working out for you? You think those fan bases are happy? Let me give you another example. Up until last season, the Boston Celtics. Been to 6 Eastern Conference Finals. Actually, come to think of it, that's how Joe Dumars got run out of town. Having sustained success. Mm-hmm. So, that doesn't work. It's been shown it doesn't work. So, now again, each team is at a different point on the journey. But why will none of these guys speak reality? Like, no, I can't say the Pistons are going to win a championship next season, barring something seismic. However, that's the goal. The Detroit Tigers, with the best record in the AL right now, and a ton of payroll they could use. No, I'd like to hear somebody down at the world headquarters talk about winning the World Series. Iserman, forget it. He's busy daydreaming. Stevie doesn't know what day it is, apparently. But yeah, you know what I'd like? No, my job is to bring Stanley Cups, plural, here.
Right. But if you don't promise a Stanley Cup, you get to do this for year, what, 6, 7?
Well, then I... He already does. Think about it.
Right. So there's no pressure. But if I say Stanley Cup, now you're going to question, well, did that move? Did that trade? Did that lack of trade? Did that lack of move get us to closer to a cup? Well, no. Well, why didn't you make it? Why did you make it?
Oh, you mean so you don't want to be an adult and answer for it? Hey, Kenny, why should he be in that position?
That's what the money is for.
248-539-9797. I want to hear from you guys. Do you wish your GMs would kind of talk the talk a little more? Thank you, Amon-Ra. That's Trajan Langdon earlier, and I'm asking the question. Don't you wish GMs in this town, Scott Harris, Steve Yzerman, Brad Holmes, and now Trajan Langdon, not to sound like Sam Kinison and Back to School, say it! Is anyone just going to say it? It's about championships. It's about winning them multiply. It is about doing everything in our power to put a banner up there. And none of them say it. It's all this mealy-mouthed, sustained success. Do you as a fan want sustained success or a championship? You answer it. It's your dollars going out the window. It's your time. Because for me, you know what I want. It's championship or bust. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing else in my world. And if you go, well, that's a miserable way to watch sports. Okay, noted. I'm just telling you how it works in all the best sports cities in America. We're the outlier. We are way too nice here. David, take a text and I'll go to the calls.
Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid had a ton of sustained success.
Let me show you what Philadelphia did to him.
Ran out of town, somebody says. Go Birds. Gobble Ghoul. That's Gobble being Ghoul. In Rochester. Someone says, asking Yzerman to say championship when he can barely say playoffs is hilarious.
Well, he'd also have to be awake.
That's fair, too.
But it's once again, it starts the clock, and it holds you accountable to your
the
words.
The clock has started. It's year 7. Say it. No, come on. Just say it.
What clock? This is a calendar we're running here.
Gabagool.
Clock, gabagool.
I thought it was more like a sundial.
Exactly.
It seems like that.
No, but it is. If you say championship, even if you said playoffs, now everything is okay. I'm holding you to that standard. And when you come up short, you may lose your job.
Let's go to Roger, 97.1. Rog, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, and you?
Excellent.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The thing is, it's always that actions speak louder than words. Well, in this case, with all four of them, words speak louder than actions, and they're not interested in that. They truly aren't, and that's the disappointing part, is they are not interested in championships. They're interested in being relevant, and we don't have the luxury of that. Now, David's team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, How many Super Bowls they been to? How many Super Bowls have they won? If they're relevant for 10 or 15 years, no problem. They're still relevant, but we don't have that luxury.
No, but hold on. Here's the problem. What you're looking at, what David is living with, is sustained success. But David, how many playoff wins? How many Super Bowl appearances? Oh, but we haven't had a losing record since Abraham Lincoln went to that play. It doesn't matter.
There's only so many times I can look at Santonio Holmes' touchdown.
Yeah.
My only rebuttal to that is they've been there. We haven't. The only ones that can possibly even be somewhat into that would be the Wings, and that's 15 years ago.
Yeah, so but hold on. It was 15 years ago for the Steelers, too. Look, here's the problem. Roger, the issue I take is we're letting the Lions' malfeasance over the course of 70 years paint a different picture. Mm-hmm. We're here now.
And here's the other thing. It's okay to swing for the fences, and you bring in people through trades or free agents. Let's say you get to the finals and you lose. You did everything you could, and it was the luck of the draw. Bad bounce, whatever, puck luck.
Jaquiski Tart.
Right. It happens, but you did everything that you could rather than just, well, we're okay. We're a 7 out of 10, maybe a good 8 on a good night.
So that's the question, though. And again, if your point of view is
Jaquiski Tart, thank you.
Sorry. But no, like I remember, this is God now, this is probably, what, 6-7 years ago. I had Dan Wetzel on the podcast. It was pre-COVID. And he was just open about it. He goes, 9 out of 10 NBA GMs, they're not trying to win a championship. They're just trying not to have to move again. They're just trying to get another contract.
And that's what
now, you can't do that in L.A. or Boston or certain places. Like Miami has developed a championship culture. But 9 out of 10 of them, they're not even trying to win a championship. They're just trying not to get fired.
I was about to say, maybe as a Clipper you can, but not as a Laker.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it just... your point of view isn't insulting. It's sadly real. I just don't think it's appropriate that Detroit is one of those towns. Because when I look at our four sports teams, it's all the same to me. It's city championships. You are either a great sports city or you are LA or Seattle or, you know, garbage. You're a garbage sports town. We are not that. Now, we've had garbage teams, but all these teams are winning. They're all capable. The idea is none of the GMs say what I think is in fans' heart, which is, like, whether you're Yzerman, Langdon, Harris, or Brad Holmes, you should be talking with, no, my job is to bring championships here. That is what we are out to do, 24-7, 365. Mm-hmm. And anything that doesn't put us closer to a championship, I'm not interested in. And instead, it's all... well, you know, we're going to look at this and look at that. And, you know, we don't want to be the last kid picked at gym class. And you're like, no. Is that really how fans think here? I don't know. That's why we're talking to them. But Langdon's the latest.
But Mike, I think the fans have just gotten used to that and just it's become acceptable. You know what? Because every of the four major teams have all hit rock bottom. And the fans have experienced that. And you wanted to be relevant. You wanted to be in the pit. How many times we said, can you just be in the graphic? That's that type of logic that fans have. I just want to be in the graphic, man. And now all of a sudden we're there. Okay. I've reached my goal. I've reached the mountaintop.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls in a moment. David, go ahead. You were about to say something. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say sustained success is not fun. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I want championships. And that's what I want in this town. You were saying earlier, and I told you earlier on this show, the fans have to demand it. They can't just accept being, oh, we're good. No, they have to demand being great. This town doesn't do it enough.
I'm telling you,
I don't think this town has experienced enough great yet to know what great is.
That's not fair. The Wings, as an original six team, have won a zillion cups. Now, the Tigers are traditional, and I know they have had a long, long stretches of being bad, but they have won the World Series. Most teams in baseball haven't. The Pistons are one of the few NBA franchises that have multiple NBA titles.
No, Mike, it is, but these are now new generations of fans who've never experienced that.
So the new generation is soft. That's your take.
Well, they are. It's been 17 years since the championship. That's an entire generation. They are soft. They are weak. They have no idea what it means to win.
But you know what's going to happen? And I know Rico doesn't agree with me on this. It'll be fun to watch. But if the Lions don't do anything meaningful this year, don't make the NFC title game, don't get to a Super Bowl, much less win it. If they don't do anything meaningful, oh, I think fans are going to start to turn. I don't think you're going to have any Brad bots in another year.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear, "We'll let him cook."
Yeah, no, yeah. But people are going to go, "I don't like what he's cooking. I want to win."
He burnt dinner.
It's fun at the start, and then it changes. Mm-hmm. We'll get to more of the people in a minute. Sit tight. 97.1.